Hello, good afternoon. May I speak with Loretta Bristow?
Excuse me?
Hello, good afternoon. May I speak with Loretta Bristow?
Who is calling, please?
This is Alisa from Family First, the agency.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Hey!
And then I'll take a message, please.
Yeah, we were trying to contact her regarding the visit that she made yesterday and help her to set up the application so she can call in and call out.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay. Hello, good afternoon. May I speak with Loretta Bristow?
Yes, speaking.
This is Alisa from Family First, and the reason of my call is to confirm the visit of yesterday with the patient Michael Fagan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, from what time to what time? I want to confirm the schedule of yesterday.
Yes, it's from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., but yesterday was from 4 a.m. to 1.
4 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes, it was 4 a.m. in the morning when I clocked in because the other company said it didn't matter, and I forget. I said, oh, well, maybe I still could clock in. She told me just to clock in like that. So it was yesterday at 4 a.m. to 1 p.m., and yesterday was Thursday. And Wednesday, I had clocked in, too, if it matters.
Oh, okay. And which is going to be the schedule?
Yes, my schedule is Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., and on Saturday and Sundays, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay,
so that's
perfect.
6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., Monday through Friday, and then 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, perfect. And do you have the application so you can call in and call out?
If it's the same one, is it the ADP app?
HHA app.
Yes, I do have that. I'm already assigned. Do you need my number?
Yeah, can you provide
yes.
me your mobile ID?
Yes, 100284.
Just give me one moment, please.
No, that's not right. It's zero. Wait, that ain't right. Zero. You need my clock in and clock out number, correct?
Mm-hmm. Zero.
Okay. Hold on. This is the one that they gave to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on. I just saw this yesterday. 00284, yeah. Now, you guys can have that as well, right? That number, or is that number just for me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, yes, I'm here. Can you provide me the
number? Ma'am, I asked you a question. Is that number just for myself or am I to give it to you?
No, when you log in the application gives you a number where you call in and
you're
call
not
out.
Ma'am, stop. Stop for 1 minute. I don't want to get off on the wrong track. The number I just gave you for me to sign in, are you allowed to have it? That's all I need to know because we just got out of another agency that wasn't real. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I may sound a little protective. Am I allowed to give you my number that I punch in on? Am I allowed to do that?
Yes, I am from a mission from Family First. That's why we are calling.
Okay, thank you, because I'm recording the call. Okay, thank you, because we went through a lot of stuff with the other ones, and we just got a lot of information, what was real, what wasn't real. So
okay,
I just
no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Because he was using my number, changing my That was the problem. And my hours, I wasn't getting all my hours. She was actually going in with my clock-in number. It was just a lot. It was certain things that was going on.
Okay, no problem, no problem. So, yeah, can you provide me the mobile ID?
Didn't I just give you that? Which ID is that?
It's the one that you use in the app so you can do the call in and call out.
Yeah, I just said 100284.
100284. Okay, thank you. Okay, so everything is set up. You are already confirming the schedule.
May I ask you this? Why did you need the clock in number? What did you need that for?
Because we need you to link in the HHAP so we can see that you are marking the call in and call out. That's what we are requiring. So we can see in the system that you are doing the call in and call out.
Okay.
Okay. No problem in this case. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Was it, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. So I'm all set. Just keep clocking in my regular time at 6 to 2 and 5 to 5, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Now, one more other thing. When they wasn't giving me my raises and stuff, do my raises still include within the year that I've been? Are they still going to account that? Or is that with the other company? I'm just starting fresh with you guys. Because he was never supposed to have been switched over. So that's the controversy we're going through with HR and with the coordinators. Because Mr. Fagan was never supposed to be switched. So as far as with my job, I never got the raises. They barely gave me like the holiday pay. I never really got the criteria, the things that was given to me as far as this job.
Okay, I understand. In this case, I can ask to one of my supervisors and I can provide you the information later, okay?
Could you please? I really would appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay,
Anthony,
have a great day.
You too, love. Thank you. I'm going to call Ms. Bass because I